did you do when you?
I threw the softball and ran the 220.
That's pretty good. Well, what sort of, did you ever hear, what names would you hear whites call blacks? They called, as you said?
Mostly it's niggers and they were used to call us slaves and a little everything.
Yeah, okay. But nowadays they say,
very few say niggers, and most of them don't say color, most of them just say black now.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about me? What would y'all call me? Or
we just call you straight out honky.
Honky, okay, white.
A white boy, something like that.
All right. Did you ever know of any kids that were born of a black and white marriage?
Yeah.
All right.
They didn't, mine is up in Stello area, there are quite a few, and in Kemper County. But, you know, the race, they didn't hardly mess with them. You know, if you was half white and half black, due to the fact that the child daddy was white, usually they'll send you away from here or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the case if the daddy is black and the mother is white, quite nasty, that daddy gonna have to leave the state of Mississippi automatically. And then they would, you know, get together and take care of that child.
Yeah.
But just if the mother is black and dad is white, wouldn't be too much said, cause quite nice. The child later on would, you know, take quite a few colors after a mother.
Uh-huh.
And she used the child would have hair like his daddy.
Yeah.
And then too many people teasing every night, then you hear.
What would they call them? Did you ever hear names for
them? Half breed or, but either that, you know, then I used to, well, here come mixed tumor. Mean half black, half white.
Mixed tumor.
Right.
Did they have names for Indians around here? They called anything?
Choctaws and
and
yellow breed.
Yellow breed.
Right. But just here lately, I think in 1972 is about when the first Choctaws started going to school with the white and black.
Hmm.
Because they have their own schools and stuff. And some of them are slow to learn. But I guess they never took the time, you know.
Yeah.
So now they have their own school that they go to.
Okay, would they call those kids names or anything?
Yeah, they would call you names, but half the time they were talking in Choctaw language, which you couldn't understand. But you know, you had a good friend.
Uh-huh.
They tell you what it was.
Yeah. What about a person, you know, white people that weren't well off and lived way back in the woods somewhere and didn't give their kids a chance to get anything?
Education?
Yeah.
They would call them a poor honky.
Poor honky.
Right. White, white would say, well, you know, you from back down in the sticks, you know, you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And those that live here in town, well to do.
Mm-hmm.
He had it made.
Okay, a cracker. Did you ever hear it? You said cracker. Any other words? You know what a pepperwood was? You ever hear that?
Yeah. When we first started, you know, they very seldom called them pepperwood. Most things was honky.
Okay.
You know, just they honk twice and said, there you go.
Okay. Now, when you were coming up, maybe, there might have been people that lived way back in the woods somewhere. And nobody knew what they never came to the town or anything like that. And folks would say, well, he's just an old, what?
Sawbone coming back up in the hills or the woods.
Sawbone?
Right.
Yeah.
They don't see him very much. They call him a sawbone. But they see you all the time. They say, there go Mr.